Hey guys, Kelly and I are back, and you know what that means. Our really bad audio is back. It's been a real treat trying to figure this out, but you guys are going to have to deal with it. Thanks to all two of you listening. Bye.
Hades for Gay.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Andy.
Whack.
I'm also just not into butt stuff at all.
You trying to pee in my butt?
I'm a wild boy.
Bitch, you're just mad.
Bye.
Serving that bitch some consideration casserole.
I think that's five.
We can count to five.
Oh, boy. It has been several minutes, several months.
Like since, five?
Yeah, about five. It's been about over 5 months now since we've done anything.
Oh, God.
There's been a lot of shit that's gone on in the last 5 months.
All the shit.
Mainly the hiatus. Well, I guess for me was I went to visit my friend Michael in Japan this past year, and I visited him the year before. Just unexpectedly, he killed himself, and so I took some time off for that, just didn't really know what to do, and in that same night, before I found out that Michael died, Lance and I ended our two-year relationship, so I am single, and have had many Pringles in that time.
Pringles are delicious.
If I could replace the somewhat love and affection I got from him with Pringles, I'd be cool with that.
You'd only have like four Pringles though.
Yeah, I didn't need a lot of Pringles. Lance was not the best boyfriend. I think I was a great boyfriend to him. And I think that maybe I deserved better than him.
Not maybe.
I mean, he wasn't the ex before Lance. That was...
Well, yeah, no, but Lance was like, hey, you put in all the effort and I'll do nothing. No, they were definitely the same person.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And I don't know.
Like, hey, let's hang out on Christmas. Just kidding. Fuck you.
Yeah, that really upset me. And on top of that, like, I spent like hours figuring out what to get him for Christmas. And he's like, you know what I'm going to get you? There you go.
I'm going to blow you off. That's what I'm going to get you.
Yeah, he blew me off on Christmas. That was upsetting. Like, I left my mom's house, had a broken wrist from work injury, and I had the holidays off, and I was at my mom's house, had Christmas with her, and then I went to Lance's house, like, hey, come over, you know, blah, 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 and I went and got Jack in the Box, because I know he loves the Jack in the Box, and he's like, okay, well, yeah, just come on over, and this Jack in the Box is up the road from his house, minutes the fuck away from his home, and so I get Jack in the Box, show up, hello? Papa. For like 20 minutes I was outside, and thankfully he lived in like a covered apartment area and I was upstairs, but it was still cold as fuck. It was fucking the middle of winter.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that was just, I don't know.
And we're still bitter about it to this day.
Yeah, I'm very bitter about it.
Near a full year later, but you know what? We're still mad.
Yeah, this was like our first official Christmas together, him and I. Because the one before that, we were still dating and still kind of like on rocky. Like, do we want to do something? And he was very shifty that way anyway. So he always made it feel like...
Yeah, well, you guys had only really just met before that, like a little bit.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Like, he didn't have any great choices with how he conveyed things to me. Like, on our first Valentine's Day together, he's like, hey, my best friend's in love with me, but I don't know what to do with that. So then, thanks for the ride. That's literally how my first Valentine's Day went with him.
So, he was a keeper.
Huh?
He was a keeper.
Yeah, keeper. Keep him in the fucking goddamn basement. Don't ever let him date anybody.
The Harry Potter kind, where you can just fly the fuck away, please.
Yeah. So it's been a rough couple of months. Michael's been gone for about 5 months now. I told you that about Lance. Like, I miss Lance. That didn't last very long.
It was about 30 seconds.
Yeah, 30 seconds I was sad for being single, and then I was back to being normal.
Well, and it was not your fault. It was a song. It was a song that bamboozled your emotions.
Yeah, he liked the band Phoenix, which is some like pansy ass French band, and they're pretty good. But part of me feels like I might have liked them just because it was like one of his favorite bands.
Yeah. I do that to myself real hard. Where I was dating this guy, and he tricked me into thinking that I liked like old country music. And if you know anything about me, I fucking hate country with all of my soul.
Country music is just all about the same shit. It's about dating a girl or leaving your woman, going fishing, going hunting, loving Trump and Trump's America.
Drinking beer.
Yeah, that's a big one. Like all of those in one song, I think is going to be the start of the apocalypse.
Also driving on dirt roads. Country Road.
Take me home. That's definitely not country.
Hey, that's John Denver.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm not talking about the country, like that one with that black guy that raps. I forgot his name. I apologize. I am not racist.
Darius Rucker?
I don't know. The country road song or the dirt road or take my horse to the dirt road. I genuinely don't. I've never.
Yeah, I don't like country music. My mom's all about it.
Yeah.
Eric tolerates it. My older brother's all about it. And I just would rather pass away than ever have to listen to it entire. And she'll sing all this shit like, damn, girl, you're the definition of evil. And she said something. I don't know what she said. But I was laughing so hard on my way home from work last night that I texted her. I'm like, I'm about to pass away. I'm laughing so hard. You know, it's a very underused phrase.
Pass the fuck away.
I'm going to pass the fuck away.
Bye.
So what's been new with you? I mean, we live together, but this is for like conversational sake. So that way you hoes, all two of you that are left now. Know what we've been up to.
God, what's new with me? I mean, I've been...
You get treated like garbage by everybody, it seems. But, like, when emotions are involved, that's extra.
Yeah. I got treated like leave you.
Yeah, this is...
They brought me flowers. That's where they got me.
Yeah.
Don't bring me flowers, ever. Bring me, like...
I mean, anything. Like, he got me flowers on our first date. Yeah.
Okay.
So I brought him flowers on, he got me flowers on our first date. I brought him flowers on our second date. Later down the road, like a year and a half, and everything that he had already done. Like, he's like, he wants someone to do something for him that he's never done for
this. It's original. Fucking grow up.
Here's an original thought. Be a better fucking person.
Yeah.
And I had to go jump his car one night, and he's like, you're going to go rescue Kevin Bacon? I was like, fuck you.
Gonna go fry that bacon.
Yeah, I fried the shit out of his bacon, and he will never have anything else like it. Not gonna toot my own horn, but...
Toot your own boot?
Yeah.
And by boot, I mean booty.
Slobbin' machine.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're talking about your mouth and I'm talking about your asshole?
No. I don't like to talk about my asshole. It's just, it's a weird...
Slobbin' machine. I was like, whoa. Like, the visual that put in my head was really...
It's abyssal.
It was really weird. I was like, assholes don't salivate, do they?
So you got truth they say about it.
Oh, God.
Even if they hear this, like, they've already been directly told
also,
exactly how you feel.
He won't hear this. He doesn't even give a shit enough to say hello. Like, he's not going to listen to my podcast. Well, and especially when we haven't, like, posted anything in, like, 5-6 months. I don't think he ever listened to part of it that I had him listen to when we were together once.
So you, like, cornered him and made him do it?
Yeah.
His own free will?
Yeah. I was like, if you're going to be in this room with me, you're listening to this. No.
Oh, Carl.
Yeah. And I don't remember what part because that whole thing was gold. But, yeah.
So... Friends with benefits, what do you think about that?
Well, see, so that's kind of the situation that I'm in, slash was in.
Yeah.
It was not great. Well, and I've never been in that situation successfully because honest with me and not tell me shit that you think I want to hear.
Right.
Hot.
Oh, like, fuck.
Yeah. Well, and like him. People do that to me all the time. Like, I don't know why they fucking just say shit they think I want to hear instead of just being fucking truthful. Cause I don't
know if I can. That's kind of why I don't feed strays. And that's kind of what I call it when I benefits kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, sex is kind of an intimate thing. And everyone like thinks that gay men, everyone thinks that gays are very promiscuous and they are, but I'm not. I don't like that. I like monogamy. I like commitment thing. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Because I catch the feels pretty quickly. And so I end up hurting my own feelings, knowing very well that that person's laid out that boundary. Like, it's only if my dumb ass is like, oh, I'll make him love me, I swear. And like after like 2 times hooking up, like, you're my boyfriend. So I'm a lunatic. I can't do that stuff very easily or comfortably.
I apologize for the weird sounds coming from my cat crawling all over me right now. But yeah, no, I feel that. I feel like a lot of people are that way. Like, it's definitely not just you. You're just smart enough to know that you do that and to try to avoid it versus everyone else who's like, nah. So, yeah, you're not the only one.
Yeah, that's where they've wasted my time. But in reality, they've laid... So, I can't successfully do that. Do you think there's, like, requirements to be able to do...
I don't need any of that.
Do you think it requires like a certain mindset?
Yeah, I definitely think that it does.
Like, so what if super hot person, what if it's like one of your only other options as of late?
I can have sex with myself. Like, I'm not trying to have, she is a great inspiration for me on this, but I definitely have felt like that for a while now though. Like, I'm not wasting my time on someone that doesn't make me feel good anymore. Like, I've done that for the majority of, mm-hmm. of my adult life, where I, you know, when I lost my virginity at 18 and
right.
and, you know, like, it just, yeah, no, I'm not. If you're not good, then we don't need to be sleeping together. Like, if you can't please me, then mm-hmm. I'm not getting anything from you.
I mean, obviously you and I have never had sex together, but we've talked about our sex lives. I feel like you and I are in the same boat where we're selfless lovers. Like, we want to make them feel good. And I think men have taken advantage of that.
Oh, like, definitely.
Completely. Just like, you know, this person likes, you know, pleasing mm-hmm. me, making sure I get off. If I get off, it's over. They're done. Bye. You know, I've had someone like get off and like not even like remotely like try to do anything for me.
Oh, yeah.
They just left me on the bed like a fucking toaster strudel. Yeah. Home. I'm like, sick. Thanks. I feel so respected and valued.
Yeah. That's the, yeah, that's definitely been a thing that I've had happen to me many times, especially that one time where that dude like pulled a bamboozle on me and like slipped it in without letting me know what was going on. And then just like pumped twice and pulled out and just blew the load right all over me without any communication. And I was like,
oh, is that the guy whose heart rate stayed the same the entire time?
Yeah. He's like, yeah.
Fucking cyborg. It's like some
he's
fucking
married now. You know how offensive that is?
Married? This was very long ago.
This is,
was it?
It doesn't feel like that long ago, but it was definitely like 2 years ago.
Oh, shit. That feels like it was fairly recent.
Mm-hmm. No, because last Christmas, I was the Christmas right before that. Okay. So it's been almost 2 years. But yeah, he got married not long after that, though.
This is why I think a lot of men are trash, and our generation's breeding trash. I got a lot of love to give. I will survive. Out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just,
like most people, I have shitty low self-esteem. Like, I just create this entire bond for the both of us, and I just decide that it has to be mutual, even though that's obviously not the case.
Yeah.
And then I just, that's when I, like, I try to like keep all these walls and be like, don't listen, like, don't believe people unless they show you, because actions, you know, are louder than words. And I always try to think that, but that's never what happens in the moment. Like, when I look, I didn't mean to hurt you, or, you know, I care for you so much, please, like, don't be upset with me, or just
don't ghost me. Mm-hmm. That's how I get manipulated.
Yeah.
Because Lance and I have had several disagreements, and he was like, you know, I'll try harder. I'll work on this and I'll work on that. And he works on it for a time. And then after that, he goes back to being a sack.
Yeah.
And he wasn't a bad person. He just was not a good boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And
when I was dating someone who was like a legit bad person, we were together for like 2.5 years, and which is like not that long, but also kind of it is.
Yeah.
And anytime we would get in a fight, he would always say, you're right. It's my fault. I'm sorry. I'll do better. And I always took that, and I was always like, okay, like, I believe you, even though it literally never happened, ever happened.
And I don't necessarily want someone so much as to admit fault. I want them to acknowledge their actions and fix it if it's a problem.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm sorry. Like, I don't want to hear that you're sorry. I want to hear that you're acknowledging that I'm irritated with this and that you're going to try to fix it. Just like I would expect you to tell me if you're irritated with something and I would try to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just everyone just say it. I'm sorry. That's not what I want to hear.
No.
I want to see you've changed something. I don't want to hear that you're sorry about it. I want to see the change.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think nowadays that's like too much to ask.
It's too much work.
It's just, I don't want to be single forever.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe we will. Maybe I'll marry you, or maybe I'll marry Jeanette for insurance benefits. Maybe we'll go to Utah.
Okay, I was here first, so she can fuck off. Just kidding. But am I kidding? We don't know.
Probably not.
Sorry, Jeanette.
Get married. And it's just, relationships are trash. And so I've been kind of talking to somebody. They're a nice person, but they've established the boundaries of like, you know, I'm not looking for anyone because if we go down the relationship road, I'm going to end up hurting you. And that's exactly what Lance said. And so maybe, not to say that this person's defective, but Lance kind of was, you know, he was broken. He didn't know what he wanted. And I tried to help him with that. And then I guess I'm just a fixer. I want to fix problems. I want to help people.
Yeah.
You can't help everybody.
No. Well, and also, though, Lance was just being a piece of shit because when you decide, see, in this, I'm so proud of you for ending things with him the way you did. And I feel like.
Absolutely.
And when you found out that you guys didn't want the same, you know, you didn't have the same life goals.
Right.
You wanted to end things and you did. And he said a couple days later, oh, you know what? No, maybe I just want what you want. No, maybe it'll be okay. Like, I just want to be with you. I'm sorry. I've thought about it. And you had the strength and the intelligence to know, like, that's not what you want. And mm-hmm. if we do end up doing it, you're going to be miserable and it is going to make me miserable and it is going to be very unfair. And most people would not be strong enough to do that.
Yeah, I never thought about it like that.
Really? Oh, man, I tell people that all the time. Like, what if like, because I talk about you all the time with, like, literally all my friends. So they all know your whole entire life, probably. And so when they've asked or when it happened, definitely, I was telling people all the time, especially Carly, I was like, I am so proud. And Carly was like, I am so proud of him, too, because that is insane. She's like, I wouldn't have been strong enough to do that. And I know hands down that I wouldn't have been able to, like, because I am a little weenie. And if someone was like, no, I love you so much. It's okay. I'd be like, okay.
I'm going to pause this real quick to let the thing catch up. Yeah, Carly, I like her.
She's a treat.
I just had of all times to talk to somebody about getting back together, Lance chose to do it the day that I basically buried my best friend. And well, that was very upsetting.
And he was super shitty and selfish about it. Like, ugh. Because you agreed to stay friends, which everybody like agrees to, and everybody knows it's a bad idea. And that's why when I try to dump somebody, I try to like delete them off the earth because I'm not trying to live like that anymore.
Yeah.
And so you were like, okay. And then he got mad at you and said, you're teasing me. Like you're leading me on. Mm-hmm. Like, what are we doing here? And you're like, dude, you know what we're doing here. And he was like, no, you're just being an asshole. Like you're just being selfish. I can't believe you did this to me. Mm-hmm. And then you were just left there like, dude, my best friend just fucking killed himself. And I'm like trying to deal with my own life. Yeah. And he just made it all about him mm-hmm. when it was not about him.
I was juggling the loss of our relationship as well as the loss of my best friend of 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost feel like he tried to take emotional advantage of me.
Oh, 100%.
Because
he did.
Like, oh, he's grieving. I'll try to be there for him, you know, help him out. And mm-hmm. he asked me, because we went up to Table Rock and he asked how I was doing. We made small talk, blah, blah, blah. Super endearing, super kind, very attentive, which is not really like him.
No.
And so part of me thought that it was maybe just because my best friend fucking died. And so he wanted to be there for me to show that he's like, hey, you know, I'm sorry, I understand your struggle. And I feel like it was only just because he was trying to show that he can still care about me and show that he can be what I want him to be.
Yeah.
And up at Table Rock, he was like, he stammered on his words. I'm like, what? It's nothing. We can talk about it later. I'm like, you've already brought it up and I've dealt with a lot of shit today. I think I can handle what you have coming.
Yeah.
And he says, I was just wanting to know about us getting back together.
Huh.
And I said, Lance, to be completely honest, it's not going to happen. I'm sorry. I love you, but it's just not going to happen for us. And
good.
I don't think it's a good idea to even make a decision on that right now, considering the emotional state I'm in.
Yep.
He goes very quiet, doesn't say anything. And he looks at me like, well, I'm ready when you are. Like, to leave. I'm like, okay, we can go now. The whole ride back to my apartment, because he came and picked me up.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, 30 minutes before that, I just saw my best friend in a fucking casket.
Yeah.
And he didn't say anything. I'm like, are you upset? And he's like, no. I'm like, Lance, I've known you for 2 years. What's wrong? He's like, well, I feel like you just keep going back and forth on what you want. And I said, there's no back and forth. This is just, I don't want this anymore. Like, I love you and I think you're a great person, but it's just not going to work for us. And he got kind of shitty about it.
He got super shitty about it.
A few days later, I was texting him like, can we still be friends? And he's like, it's probably a good idea that you don't text me anymore.
Yeah. And then he like blocked you, right?
Yeah.
Fucking pussy.
And then he texted me again a little bit later. He's like, I'm sorry for how I acted. It wasn't fair, especially considering what you were dealing with. I just don't think I have anything to offer in the realm of friendship. So it's probably a better idea that we stop talking.
Well, ain't that the goddamn truth?
Yeah. And so he kept saying that kind of shit. And I said, like, what gave you the inclination or even the fucking thought that we would get back together? Well, he kept saying, you know, see you down the road. And I said, I say that to people like, see you around, you know, see you down the road. And he's like, well, that's not the interpretation that I got. I said, I'm sorry that you took it that way. And that's not how I meant it. If you needed clarification, you could have just asked me.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? And so I said, but apparently I'm the fucking asshole though, right? Like, this is all my fault. And he's like, you're not an asshole. You're the exact opposite of that. To a fault.
To a fault.
Too nice to a fault. Like, I'm nice enough to regard your feelings and that makes me an asshole.
He's such a freaking weenie.
And so that's where everything gets tied back into men are trash.
100% men are trash. And if you're a man and you're listening to this, I'm sorry, but you know damn well that you're also trash.
Yeah, and I haven't met very... I've met like maybe one or two guys that aren't trash, but they're straight.
Well, send them my way, sister.
They have significant others and all that shit, so they're not, like, in the market.
Send them my way.
I've never seen a ring plug a hole.
I mean, probably. I feel like it could do that.
Speaking of plugging holes, does size matter to ladies? Like, you and I are on the same spectrum in regards to penises.
Most of the ladies I know, yeah, definitely. Like, I've had a range. I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay.
I am a scandalous lady.
Okay.
And I've had a wide variety, but it's wide. No, but, it definitely, because I mean, you can be smaller and still be good, but
sure. You
have to be good at all the other things. And most men are too lazy to invest time and effort into that.
Right.
So if you're one of the types of people who knows how to work with what you got, that's great. But most of the time, that's not what's happening. So yeah, it definitely matters.
Is it more important for length or girth? Like, which one is going to be more satisfying? Because sometimes men have both.
Personally, for me personally, it's, mm-hmm. I mean, it's dope when they've got both.
Yeah.
Well, it can be. It also can be bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you have a big penis and you don't know what you're doing, it's almost worse than someone sleeping with someone with a little penis, because it is genuinely painful and can cause you serious physical harm.
What's little for you?
Honestly, I couldn't really say, because like I'm a bad judge of length. I'm gonna be honest.
Oh, like, yeah, no, I can't visually identify length for shit. I'm like, that's 12 inches and it's like 3.
No,
yeah, like it's a drastic difference. I'm fucking stupid. I'm the worst man there is in regards to like man shit.
Yeah. So I have small hands.
Mm-hmm.
If it can't reach, like if it goes from the bottom of my, then it can be away from me forever.
So like if you grip it and the head is just barely poking over the top.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the best way to describe. So if I'm like grabbing it vertically, if it can't reach the end, because that's like, that's probably like 2.5 inches. That's if you're not bigger than that. And I have indeed been with someone that size.
What a treat.
That's a way, but that's a word for it. Like a Scooby snack.
it's like a fruit gummy, but you just have one and you found it at the bottom of your purse.
Yeah. It's like the deformed gummy worm. At the bottom of the bag.
Like the one that's like begging to be put out of its misery. Just like, at the bottom.
Yeah. The one that's like, eat me. Like, kill me.
I'm the same as everyone, I swear.
Equal rights. but yeah. And it was like, okay. Like he was okay with everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But also that was like, had I been in a different like mental position, I definitely don't think I would have enjoyed any part of it.
No.
But you don't have to be gigantic. See, because then I've been with someone else who was a little, he wasn't smaller than that guy, but he was on the smaller. Him was like top two.
Like
he's top, like number two.
Like top shelf
on
shit.
My list. Yeah. That's like some, the Grey Goose.
Some fucking Belvedere dick.
It was decent. It was some decent
hands
to
and
me.
Mouth and stuff.
Wait, did you say ass and mouth?
Hands and mouth.
Oh, I was like, yeah, no ass to mouth.
His, rubs his cheeks on you like, you like that? You
on my bird. Mouth. No. Ew, he had like a hairy ass. So just like, I can imagine the way that would feel on my face. It's
fuck.
Yeah, like who needs a sugar scrub for your lips when you've got ass hair? Just put some cane
sugar on that ass and just...
just scrub away. Yes. Just squeaky clean. Like a loofah. But no. He was good with all of the rest, and just he was just really attentive to me and my needs, and he like paid a lot of attention to my body and the way I reacted to things. And like that's what a good partner does in general. Like no matter what size you are, no matter whatever, like it, because sex is more than penetration.
It's about communication, at least it should be.
Exactly. And he was really good with picking up signals and even like, you know, verbal communication. He always made sure that I was comfortable with something, like, before he just did something.
I think nonverbal communication is a big thing too. Like if they can pick up on like if I went, like, like they ease up or they slow down or they do something different. And I've had someone before, like, you would have thought that there was like black tar heroin in my asshole and they were the fucking police. Like they kicked that shit down like they had a warrant. It was a bad time. Like there's some very inconsiderate people out there having sex and they should not be having sex.
Yeah, they should not be allowed. Their permit should be revoked.
Yeah, let's go teach a fucking class at the Y.
Y'all can't see this, but my cat straight up has her asshole to my microphone right now.
Yeah, she's something else. She's a sweet cat, but goddamn it, if you're not paying attention to her, she'll help you.
I don't need your face in my face. Anyways, speaking of pussy.
So I just think with our, like I said, our generation is very afraid of commitment. And like you and me and a handful of other ladies and dudes out there are just very, we're the exception. We want commitment.
Yeah.
Monogamy. I'm not over here trying to share dick with someone else.
No, thanks.
I know of several people who have shared dick and those people have somehow gotten STIs.
Mystery.
Yeah. Like, the whole purpose for me, like if I was gonna have an open relationship, I want pictures, I want dick pics, I want booty pics, I want face pics, I want all the pictures, and I want to know who this person is, and I want to see the condom that you'll be using. And that's my big thing, is like I have some trust issues as is, and I'm not gonna sit here and like sit at home in my bed wondering if they're out fucking someone safely or if they're just like passed out in the middle of the road drunk.
Yeah. See, like, I could be in an open relationship where I'm open, but, like, you have to stay at home. You can't be open. Only me.
Stay here and have dinner ready when I get back.
Yeah. Like, that's how this is going to work. Like, I can go out and sleep with other people, but you are staying home.
Would you be comfortable with that? Like,
real talk, you. No.
Because there, I know some people who are in an open relationship to where the male partner doesn't want, or even I guess there's two males in one of the relationships that I know. One of them doesn't really give a shit about who this person has sex with, and the other person goes out and is open about it, and the other person just stays at home. They don't want to be open with other people, but they don't mind that their partner is open.
Yeah, see, nah, I don't know. It would really, really take so much trust. Like I wouldn't ever like rule out the idea of that being a possibility, but I feel like that's something you do when you're like old and your relationship is stale. And like, cause I'm never going to be upset with someone if they like look at me and say, holy shit, I'm going to have sex with only you for the rest of my life. And that doesn't sound like amazing. Like that's fine. Cause I feel that way. That's like, I remember with my first boyfriend who I had lost my virginity to, and I thought I was going to marry. And I remember often I would get overwhelmed by the thought of like, wow, this is going to be the only person I'm ever going to be with in my whole life. That is terrible.
That is scary.
Yeah, it really is. And it's an aggressive thought. So I get it. Cause I feel the same way, but it would take so much trust. Cause I am super duper insecure.
I don't even think I could have a threesome.
I don't know. Like, the idea of it sounds wild and, like, fun, but also, yeah, like, the reality of it just sounds aggressive. And once again, I'm insecure. And so the guy I'm seeing, we've had conversations about it a lot.
Yeah.
Like, if she touched you, she'd just have to die.
She's going
to
lose that fucking hand.
Yeah, she's just not going to be alive anymore. And then we're going to have to fucking figure out how to get rid of this body. So I mean, that's really up to you, bro, if you want to take that risk.
And that's for me, too. Like, I'm a selfless lover, but with the right person, I'm very selfish with that kind of stuff. Like, I don't like to share, especially with my... Like, I don't mind sharing. Like, if I have a fucking candy, I'm like, hey, Kelly, you want some candy?
Yeah.
But I'm going to be like, hey... You want some of this dick over there? I can't share a person.
No.
It's just really such a weird thought for me. And also, like, if I was having a threesome with, like, two dudes, one of the dudes I'm in a relationship with, if he's over there doing something to this person that he's never done with me, you bet your ass there's going to be a fucking fight.
Yeah.
Like, either argumentative later, or I'm going to beat both of their fucking asses.
Right there in the nude.
Yeah, like, swat their dicks, punch them in the fucking throat. Maybe punch the guy's throat who has my boyfriend's dick in his throat.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, that's one thing I've always had an issue with. Like, if you're going to pay more attention to them sexually, why don't you just go fucking date them? Go fuck them.
No, exactly. Exactly. Like, that's, yeah, I'm too insecure to be like, yeah, we can have sex with this other person. Because, like, what if this person, like, super gets into it and I feel like that would not be a turn on for me? I would be like, you don't get to enjoy that more than I enjoy that. Like, yeah. No.
And if they do something that you've never really wanted to do, like,
anal.
Who's to say that this person won't want to go with them because they're more adventurous and they're more willing to be open sexually?
Butt sluts.
Yeah. Those whores. And so that's a big concern of mine. Like, oh God, he's going to hate me. He's going to leave me.
Yeah.
He likes to do this, this, and this, and I don't, and I'm vanilla.
Also, I really don't think ladies that have butt sex are sluts, just so you know.
I don't think...
It's all preferences. If you want to stick shit up your ass, that is on you. Good for you for owning your own body, but, like, that ain't for me. That's okay.
I was talking to my friend about anal sex for ladies, and they're like, it's pretty cool, looks a little tighter, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, does the female get any pleasure out of it?
No.
And he's like, well, I don't think so. I'm like... Then what's the point? And they're like, well, it's just to please the guy. I'm like, yeah, but you should do something to please her also.
Yeah.
And for me, I'm a gay person. I know that there's stuff back there going on that, you know, touched in the right spot feels great. And there's, you know, it's prostate massages, all that shit. When there's a dick going on back there, it's a real hootenanny. You're just fucking her log flume and that's all you're doing.
Yeah. I remember one of my best friends when she very first had tried anal, and I'll never forget the way she described it to me. She said, it feels like you've got to take a big shit really bad. <It does. laughs> And I was like, wow, that's a feeling that I don't enjoy. So I probably will not like butt stuff.
Yeah. It feels like a big turd's coming, like porcelain shattering turd is on its way. And
yeah. See, and then I would legit probably poop.
You'd start pushing.
Yeah. Like I really, my whole body would be like, this isn't right. This needs to get out. And then I would just shit all over everywhere. It'd be like that fucking sneeze on the hall pass where the chick is like wearing the thong and they're in the bathroom and she just sneezes and it just blows right on out behind her. That is what would happen in my bed. Cause also, like, I don't like having sex at other people's houses. No thanks.
I'm the other way around.
Like, oh, absolutely you are.
I had Nick over here. Well, his name's Nick now, everyone. There's plenty of Nicks in the world. But Nick, I had Nick over here. We fooled around. But it wasn't in my bedroom.
No.
Because I'm not trying to let these hoes in my bedroom. Because that's like a not really a sacred place for me. But it's like, it's my space.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost invasive, especially if I don't know them very well. Uh-huh. Like, I'll go to their house and get fucking Craigslist murdered. I don't care. I'll have a cool story on Dateline. You know, they'll interview Kelly, they'll interview my mom, and Kelly's like, yeah, he went to go hang out with Hung Top 69, and then all of a sudden he just got stretched out, beat like a drum, and buried in a fucking oil field.
Where's an oil field? Like, there's not any nearby, so he would have to take you really far.
Yeah.
That's some dedication.
Yeah.
Damn you, Hung Cop 69. Devoted serial killer.
But yeah, I'm more comfortable going to someone else's house because I can leave when I want to. You know, if someone were to come over here and hook up and they want to sit there and cuddle, I'm like, no, bitch, you need
that
to
was
go.
A tragedy. So with the guy that didn't his, you know, two pump chump literally,
yeah,
and like just blew his load all over me, and also his emotions and physically didn't change at all.
Fucking just a cyborg.
Yeah, he... I really thought he was going to leave. And he, like, didn't... He, like, didn't leave. I, like, left... because you were working Graves at the time. So I had left my bedroom doors open. And I just remember, like, he just, like, laid down afterwards. And I was like, And then... So at, like, 5 a.m. right before he got home, I was like, well, I guess I got to get up and shut these doors so Andrew doesn't walk in and see me and this dude in the nude.
Yeah.
And I was just... And you were so irritated because I let the kid park in our covered parking spot. And you were,
yeah, it was a long night and some piece of shit was in my fucking parking space.
You were like, who's this fuck? I want to get him towed. And yeah, I was like, that's like, the guy that stayed the night. I was
pissed. And I almost tripped over his fucking shoes in the front door. like, the few people that you've had over here leave their goddamn shoes in the way, and I've tripped over them. I've tripped over the fucking guy whose balls disappear. Yeah.
Specifically, same guy, Tucker.
Yeah. Fucking vanishing ball bandit Tucker. This cyborg dude. I think the only person who... No, I've tripped over the other person, too. The one that's like, oh, don't ghost me, blah, blah, blah. That guy.
Oh, the crybaby.
Yeah, I've ghosted him. I tripped over his shoes. Every motherfucker in this house...
I've tripped over his shoes.
Yeah, move your shoes. Why are they...
here's a walkway. Better put my shoes in.
Yeah, we don't have a fucking mansion, but move your goddamn shoes. Put it next to the fucking Marceline water bowl under the Biebs poster. I don't care.
I literally have a giant place for shoes outside of my bedroom.
Yeah, put them there where the fucking shoes belong, you piece of shit.
Yeah, or, you know, right directly in my path to my bathroom so that I trip and die on them in the middle of the night.
Are we in Japan? Do I have to take off our fucking shoes before we go into a house? No, this cat probably has cat shit all over her paws and walks around the house on the couch. Like, just walk in the house with your shoes. Unless you make them take them off when they come in.
No. But, I mean, I don't expect them to keep them on when I'm going to bed. But
don't wear a three-piece suit and your fucking shoes to bed. But take those bitches off somewhere else that I'm not going
to trip
on.
Just put them somewhere I'm not about to trip on them.
Yeah, here's...
If I throw my own shoes off in my bedroom, I still put them somewhere that I won't trip over them because I don't like tripping over shoes.
Yeah,
and I expect that same courtesy from someone else coming into my home.
It's not a kink. I mean, I don't get off on tripping over shoes. Move them.
For real.
You fucking asshole.
Yeah. Fucking fuckers. Yeah, no, the shoes thing, the tripping over the shoes, that's a problem for me.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a situation where you just like found random... Well, I guess you probably not because you don't have people over, but like... If you just found someone's like shit in your room, like way later, and you're like, I don't know where this came from.
Not from a sexual nature, but when I got back from Japan this last trip, I put on this shirt, and it was Michael's shirt, and Michael and I are significantly different sizes, so it was like a crop top. But
you were Winnie the Pooh in it,
yeah, a little quirk gun. But yeah, no, I've never
pot of honey.
Oh, didn't you find a pair of underwear under your bed somewhere?
100%. That's what I was just thinking of.
Did you ever find out who they were?
I did. I did. It was the guy from Oregon.
The Paradise Man?
Yeah, Paradise Man.
A fucking spiritual journey. What a fucking clock. That is probably one of my most favorite stories you told me. I need to go on a spiritual journey and find myself because I'm just lost. Cool. Hopefully you get lost and get fucking leprosy and die.
Yeah, really, though.
Yeah, just fucking...
Get lost in the jungle and be eaten by something.
Yeah.
I don't even care if it's a fucking bot fly. Just die.
That was the stupidest excuse I've ever heard for someone treating you like garbage. I'm just on a spiritual journey right now. I'm like,
I wasn't ignoring you, bitch.
Were you on, did you have your phone on the spiritual journey?
My favorite thing was that, like, literally right before he left, like, I was like, I'm so freaked out that you're just gonna, like, disappear. And he's like, I would never do that to you. Texted me once and then not for, like, well over a month. And then I was like, hey, you said shit wouldn't get weird and it got weird. He's like, it's not weird. Okay, girlfriend. First of all, you're lying.
So you recently reconnected with somebody from your past, and
I did.
Usually when you reconnect with someone from your past, I usually reconnect with someone from my past, and I've not reconnected with anybody yet.
That's good. Well, this was a very minimal reconnecting. We haven't talked since.
Oh, not since?
I said I reacted to something. I said a single thing to him the other day, and he said thank you, but it was about a person that wasn't him.
Very descriptive.
It was, he had posted some pictures of his child.
Oh, that's right.
And I was like, oh, it's so big.
Yeah, very big.
That too.
Big.
Big, made big.
What a shame.
Yeah, I never got to have sex with that guy.
I was for it.
Well, I would have if someone hadn't literally sat outside of my bedroom door and watched us the whole time.
That was such shit. Like, I understand their mind frame. Like, you were intoxicated. You weren't maybe making the best decisions. But when you made an informed adult decision to try to have sex with this person, and that dirty motherfucker was sitting out there like a fucking garden gnome on its period, I would have hit him.
Dude, it was so frustrating. Well, because also, like, yeah, I was intoxicated. However, I was not that intoxicated.
Yeah.
And he was also intoxicated. And yeah, you know, the whole fucking debate, blah, blah, blah. You shouldn't be having sex when you're drunk, whatever. But like, for it to be 5-6 o'clock in the morning and you work and you're still sitting outside my bedroom door and you get mad at me when I ask you to leave, like, that's weird.
I honestly think that person had like a crush on you.
We don't go there. That's a dark village that we don't ever visit. That's like M. Night Shyamalan shit that we just put in a drawer and don't ever talk about. Like, this didn't actually happen. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
I said goodbye. I don't know. Like I said, I understand the sentiment wanting to protect you.
I appreciated it for the first hour. And then after that, I was no longer appreciated.
But if I was in his shoes and you told me, hey, can you leave so I can, like, okay, I'm be in my room. Let me know if you need something. Or if you can't, if something's going wrong, just start screaming. I'll come out there with my gun.
Also, literally, our bedrooms are fucking connected.
Yeah. So he could have blown in there and, like, saved the fucking day.
Yeah, like, it's not like he couldn't walk through his closet in my closet to be in my bedroom. Like, our bathroom connects our bedrooms. Like, it's, you know, you don't have to be outside of my bedroom door. And also, on top of that, like, my door doesn't, like, it does shut all the way, but even if it did, you'd still be able to hear everything crystal clear. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have it shut because he didn't let me shut it. And I leave it open a crack for my cat to come in and out. And then I just have, like, curtains over it. And that's just how I roll. And I definitely will have shameless sex like that. Yeah. If you don't want to hear it, put on fucking headphones.
You were a 26-year-old woman at the time. Very well capable of making your own decisions. And that was none of his business.
No, 100%. It was way overstepping boundaries. Mm-hmm. Way overstepping.
And the fact that you asked him to leave more and he got once. Pissed off about it.
Yes.
If he was genuinely that worried, he could have just been like, fine, I'm not happy about it, but I'll be in my room if you need something. Don't be an asshole about it.
Yeah. Well, and also, like, yeah, you're going to be tired and fucking cranky the next day. That's not my fault. You made that decision on your own. Yeah. No, that was a bad time.
Remember when that person got mad because we were shitting on the Descendants?
Disney's Descendants,
which, by the way, is now on Disney+.
Disney+. That's their new song. I just wrote it. Disney+.
Like the Mariah Carey a dolphin octave.
Yeah. I do not apologize for the noise I just made.
What a treat that person was. He got upset because he made us watch a movie. And it was terrible.
Okay, and also I was drunk.
Yeah, you were drunk. I just got back from hanging out with Lance, and
he got mad because I was drunk and making fun of this movie.
And they were dancing, and Kelly's like, "Man, I hope Lady Gaga sues them."
Yeah,
and I thought it was funny, and I was trying not to snicker. I still have a Snapchat of it.
Do you really?
Yeah, and it's one of the frames, and like right below it says "lit cam," and it's just like, "I hope Lady Gaga sues," and I'm just like.
Oh my god, I want to see that when we're done recording.
Okay. And then he got so upset. It's like, you just shit on something that I really cared about. And like, you are a grown adult person, because I don't know that we are shitting on a child's movie. Explain to me in 100 words or less how the fuck that's my problem.
That movie had like a $10 budget, so it's not like... It's like it's a fucking masterpiece. Like, Leonardo DiCaprio didn't, like, fucking get... butt fucked by a bear to get an Oscar for this fucking movie. Like,
speaking of fucking bears, Brokeback Mountain.
I cried like a fucking baby when I watched that movie.
I was super in the closet when my mom rented it from like fucking Hollywood Video. That's how old that shit was. Like, there was still a Hollywood Video floating around. And have you ever been to one of those?
Only ever been to a Blockbuster.
Okay, so it was Idaho's version of Blockbuster.
Idaho's so weird. They're like, we have versions of things that aren't the real things, but they're kind of close to it.
Close enough. There was a scene where they were having sex in the tent. And so me, as a closeted gay kid, I was like, oh my God, is that what happens? Like, they have to lick their hand and put it on there? Like, what if it hurts? Like, I was genuinely like boggled about how fucking Heath Ledger just licked his hand and plowed Jake's little cheeks. And then I decided I didn't want to watch the rest of the movie because I was afraid I'd come off as gay for watching it, even though my mom was watching it. And I haven't really finished
the fact that you watched a movie with two dudes butt fucking with your mom. That's enough to make you gay.
She
didn't know what
was going on. She thought it was like some weird like country like movie. And she's like, this is about gay guys? I'm like,
man, what rock was she under?
The fucking big rock.
The fucking sun?
Yeah, a fucking rock that sheltered her from everything else. I watched the ending of it as an adult. And like, he was changing a tire on the side of the road. Get out of our town, faggot. And they're just beating his ass with a fucking tire iron. I'm like, that doesn't look like a tire blew out.
Different kind of tire.
Yeah, his O-ring got blown out. They were chilling ring. And shit. I'm like, they fucking murdered this guy. And I like put that together as an adult. I'm like, Jesus Christ, that was a dark movie, especially for being that time era.
I watched that like alone. In my dorm room once in college, and I'm pretty sure I was already like depressed that day, and I just like fucking cried until my like bowl of popcorn. Like, I was so sad. I was not emotionally prepared for that movie. And then I texted my mom, and I was like, "Mom,
they killed Jake Gyllenhaal." And then like when they went and met on the mountain again, like, why can't I quit you? And then like he remembers that as he's like hugging his Levi's jacket in his trailer where he lived. It wasn't a bad movie. I'd probably watch it again as an adult to kind of like understand the concept a little better. But
we couldn't watch it together though.
Why?
Because we just laughed the whole time. Yeah, like I can't take shit seriously when we watch stuff together.
Oh yeah, no, like we were watching
The Joker.
Yeah. So we went and saw The Joker in inappropriate times. And if those of you who live under a rock, The Joker has this neurological disease that causes him to laugh at very inopportune times and most times at random. And Kelly and I mildly experienced that because we're watching the movie and there's this part where he gets his sign stolen for like a furniture company. And he's like, get back here, kids. And these kids just out of nowhere just slam the sign into his face as he's running full speed and just splinters everywhere. We're like, we're laughing our asses off. And then at the end, towards the end, he's on this TV show and he's like,
spoiler alert, BP does.
Spoilers incoming.
You should have guessed that already. So if you've made it this far and you've learned something you didn't already know or didn't want to know, that's on you.
Yeah, you fucking grow up and pay $10 to see it. Maybe wait for Redbox. I don't know.
Definitely don't pay $10.
So there's a scene, he's like, you want to hear a joke? And he's all dolled up like the Joker, and the person's like, yeah, sure. He's like, knock, knock. Well, who's there? And he's like shifting through all his papers to like find the joke. And he's like, ma'am, open the door. It's the police. Your son's been hit by a drunk driver and he's dead. And Kelly and I lost our fucking minds laughing. And we were the only two in the theater laughing. Everyone just stared at us like we just crucified Jesus.
The fucking couple sitting next to me, like, if looks could kill, I would be actually deceased.
It was so funny. We're like, and then it just, we told all of our friends about it because we thought it was hilarious. And they just kind of stared at us like,
yeah, they just like half-heartedly laughed, like pity laugh. Like,
yeah, like, and we were like, no, you don't understand. Laugh.
Yeah, it was so funny. That was the best part of the movie, hands down.
The best part of the movie actually was at the end when...
Oh, yeah. Everybody in the theater started clapping because this is white America. And I was... Andrew and I were so offended.
Yeah, I'm like, you're clapping for this piece of shit? Hindsight, the movie wasn't that great. I just didn't pay a lot of attention because the last 45 minutes were fucking excellent.
Yeah, the movie's like 50 hours long.
And had they portrayed or had they done the entire movie the way they did those last 45 minutes, I would have been hooked.
It would have been incredible. But they put so much into making it just like depression porn.
Yeah,
like,
they, They were depression porn.
Really?
They worked hard to make you feel bad for the Joker, because like I've told Kelly, like, they wasted all the money on the pyrotechnics, all the car crashes, explosions, the blood and all that shit, that they forgot that they still had to score the soundtrack. Like, shit, guys, we wasted all the money on that. We can't really hire an orchestra. So what if we just screech this bass cello really fucking loud when he gets his ass kicked several times throughout the movie?
Yeah, like 90% of the movie is this guy getting the shit kicked out of him.
The staircase scene was pretty cool, where he was dancing down the staircase after he just fucking murdered those two dudes.
Yeah, that part was epic.
And he's like, "You've always been very nice to me." And he opens the door and just looks like, "Leave, fucking see ya."
Bye, buddy.
That movie was actually not, like I said, the last 45 minutes of it was fucking great. They're working on a part two, and I'm really hoping they can. Yeah. Okay. I'm really hoping they continue that momentum from the last 45 minutes of that and not just make it about Arkham Asylum. Like, I get it. They're going to introduce Dr. Harleen Quinzel, and he's going to, like, manipulate her. But I don't know. Like, I feel like that's further down the road, because this happened in, like, the 70s, 80s.
Yeah. Well, film. I was confused by the age difference, because, I mean, I didn't realize that he was supposed to be so much older than Bruce.
Yeah, I thought they were, like, roughly, not necessarily the same age,
like 10, 15. Yeah, 10, 15 year difference at most.
And then he's, like, 20 to 30, 25 years difference.
Yeah, well, he was, it was more like almost like a 30-year difference, because I feel like he was, like, 40 in that movie. And, Bruce was, like, 10.
Yeah.
At most.
So, like, what, the Joker's going to have, like, a fucking walker with, like, rockets shooting out of it and shit.
Yeah, fucking tennis balls on the bottom, you know?
I haven't seen a good movie in a while. Joker was...
Did not make that list.
No, it tried to be a contender. I don't know what... We should try to see a movie every now and then, but, like, I just haven't seen anything that's come out that's original. Like,
also, like, nothing that I want to spend that much money on. I'm a cheap bitch.
Yeah, like $12, it better be a fucking masterpiece.
Exactly.
Like, out the gate, fucking Oscar awards lined up.
Exactly. That's specifically how I feel.
Mm-hmm. We saw Child's Play. That was fucking garbage.
That was so disappointing. Aubrey Plaza, I love you, but girlfriend, you let me down.
I saw Halloween in theaters. I think it was last year. Yeah, it came out last year. And that triggered my post-traumatic stress. That was super neat. And then Lance didn't know how to comfort me. He's like, "I don't know why you still let it get to you." Like, because my brain grew around the trauma.
It's my choice to behave like this. I want this behavior to be happening to me. I love crying uncontrollably in front of strangers.
Yeah, I love being in a movie theater, shutting down and barely remembering the last half of the movie. That's like it's like a kink.
I love spending $10 to relive my childhood trauma. Please let me pay for this some more.
So had I not gotten my triggers under control, one of my friends at work, I told him about it, what one of my triggers used to be, where it was like the snapping of a leather belt or like smacking it on a table that would like set me back just like momentarily to where I had to like get myself under control again.
I did that to you once. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. So I only learned it like a couple years ago. So when I snapped my belt, like I just like fucking that's so Raven, like. Yeah, just me get my ass kicked as a fucking kid.
Yeah, just so. Into your fucking eyes, like, that's so Andrew.
It hurts when I pee.
Getting his ass beat.
That's me. No, so I told one of my friends at work about that. And so he came in the other night. And he goes, "Whack!" Hits his belt on the table. I'm like, "Can I get you?" I'm like, "I'm going to take all your teeth out and burn your fucking home down." Oh, and I get you? I'm like, "No, I told you it used to be one of my triggers, but I'm doing this thing where I control myself and understand that I'm not my trauma, sir." And he was like, "Oh." I'm like, "Good try, though, you piece of shit."
Yeah.
Like, why would you try to trigger your friend's fucking traumatic history? Like, what kind of friend are you? Grow up. So upsetting.
Fuck. The other day at work, I was telling someone, that I was feeling upset about my father being dead and how I got to spend the least amount of time with him, like out of all my family and whatnot. And so someone decided to come in an attempt to comfort me. And And so they started going off about their own life and and their own father. And like, I can kind of understand. So my dad passed when I was 9 years old. My parents got divorced when I was like three. So like, I don't have like any memories of my father.
Yeah.
So this person, I understand my dad passed away a couple of years ago. This person is like in their 40s. So I was like, oh, okay. So immediately, so not like loss is loss, but like if I'm not,
37 more years with your dad.
Yeah. Like you knew who like your father was as a human being, like mm-hmm. a person. Like I don't even know my dad's favorite colors. I only learned last year that my father's eyes were blue. So like, don't compare that shit.
Yeah. Nice
but,
try.
Yeah. Anyway, so she sits down next to me and, you know, just, and just gets this soft, you know, tone and says like, oh yeah, you know, it was really hard when I lost my father, but you know, you just got to cherish those good memories. And then went on to, well, and like I said, I don't have memories. Like that was why I was upset mm-hmm. in the fucking first place. and she was just going off like, yeah, you know, I didn't get a lot of like, I didn't have a good relationship with my father. And then when he was diagnosed with cancer, we got 3 wonderful years together. And,
oh, wow.
And they were just so great. And we made so many memories and we really bonded. And it was just a wonderful time. And I was just like, yeah, this You're is making asshole. Me feel so much better. Thank you.
I would have knocked her teeth out. Like, I would have killed her mother. I'm like, now you don't have a mom either.
I was just like, wow. Like, that is a really, thank you for cheering me up by bragging about your relationship with your father and how you were so glad you got to spend your last years with him.
Your dad
thank you.
Dad reminds me of how great my dad is. That's some bullshit. I'd be so mad.
Dude.
I've had someone try to
equate so offensive.
The loss of Michael to someone that they knew. And I've had some friends at work that like they've told me about some of the losses that they've dealt with, and it's shitty and it's mildly relatable. But I want to say someone at my last job. Fuck, who was it? Well, I'm not gonna name names anyway. But someone at my last job was telling me that they lost a second cousin or something.
It was a cousin-in-law.
Yeah, cousin-in-law, and something similar like that happened at my current job, where someone told me that, and like it makes sense because that person was close with this person's children. You know, so like it was still a part of his life.
Yeah.
But the person from my last job, it was just his wife's cousin. And he passed away from like a fucking boating accident or some shit. Like, I know how you feel, man. It's really rough to lose a loved one. Like, how long did you know this, your wife's cousin? And he's like, oh, just about like 6 months. It was pretty rough because, you know, she was pretty banged up about it. And it hurt me to see that.
Mm.
Like, oh, wow. Half a year against 17 years, huh? That's apples to apples, huh?
Sorry for your loss.
Yeah, sorry
who
for your
am
loss.
I to think about mine?
Yeah, like I had a friend, like my friend Josh at work. His wife lost his cousin or her cousin in an accident out in Caldwell. And I can see that because the guy was super close with his children. And you know, so Josh saw him very often.
Yeah.
And so he developed a relationship with him. That I understand because like that's also an impact on your children and that's something hard to break to your kids. Like, hey,
oh, absolutely.
You know, your favorite uncle or your favorite so-and-so or they're not here anymore. And his kids are all under 5. And so that's something difficult to deal with. But some dude who like you barely knew for 6 months got fucking died. He died in a fucking boating accident. Please let me get you a condolence card. You're a piece of shit.
I mean, loss is loss and it's shitty and it's difficult on everybody. But like, I don't like when people are like, oh, you know, I can relate because of this. Like they're attempting to be empathetic by being sympathetic mm-hmm. and that there's a stand. Yeah. Like you could say, well, I've been through my own personal loss and it was mm-hmm. really hard. So I feel for you because I understand that loss is hard. Mm-hmm. You don't have to say, oh, it's similar because I lost, like, I just lost someone too, so it's automatically similar. No, it's not.
You and I are in the very similar situations with your friend Chris.
Absolutely, yeah.
And my friend Michael. You know, they both took their own lives.
Mm-hmm.
Josh at work, he kind of conveyed what he was dealing with, and that's understandable because, you know, he lost a big part of his children's life too. It's just, it's not comparative. You can't compare 6 months to 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, it's someone trying to relate and connect, but you need to make sure that it's something that is, it's equatable.
Yeah. Well, and it so often it comes off condescending, like
mm-hmm.
just say you're sorry. Say nothing.
Yeah,
ask if they need a hug or they you just fucking listen. You don't need to relate to everything. So if you're one of those people and one of your friends or your close acquaintances goes through something, do not try to be relatable, because they don't need to be sad about you being sad on top of them being sad. Like, it's not, we can bond because you are also depressed and you've been through a bad time. Like, that's not helpful.
Yeah. Like, the guys at work have been super great. Like, they've been great. You've been great. Like, you were there when I found out Michael died.
Yeah.
You know, you were in the kitchen making toast or something.
I think I was making muffins. No, I was making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
That sounds right.
For breakfast.
Josh has been great. Thomas has been great. Epi, my bosses, they've all been super understanding. Like, it was nice to have support at work when this happened. And having support at home with you was super nice. So just on a quick little note, if you're not feeling too hot, if you feel like wanting to hurt yourself or whatever, I don't know how many people are actually going to listen to this, but...
all the people.
Yeah. The National Suicide Prevention Hotline is 1-800-273-8255, and they're available 24 hours a day. You never really know when someone's going through some shit. I never knew Michael even considered killing himself. He had a great life, I thought.
Yeah.
Marriage wasn't so hot, but then you, when I got the news, I was genuinely devastated. Like, I was like shaky and couldn't think straight. And it's just, you never know when that shit's going to strike. So I'm an asshole to people, but I never make personal attacks. And if I feel like I've crossed the line, I always apologize. Everyone knows me. I'm not like the biggest cuddly, well, my close friends know that I'm a very, like, I'm a teddy bear.
Yeah.
I'm harmless. I care about my friends. I'm all bite. I'll bark, no bite. Be quiet.
Unless you want, or someone wants you to bite them.
Yeah. Ooh. Unless it's a kink that you're into.
I'm going to bite your butthole.
Promptly leave my home. Gather all your belongings and eat. But I think we've caught up on everything, and I think we've had a good chat here.
There are a couple of stories, but I think we should save those golden nuggets for next time.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that. We're coming up on an hour and 2 minutes anyways.
You hoes better still be listening.
Yeah.
Don't you bail out where it gets a little slow at the Joker part. Don't you do that.
Yeah, don't you dare. But I think we...
Bird fact.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, fun... bird fact that I had to Google because Carly didn't answer my text message early enough to get a fun bird fact from Dr. Carly Bird, scientist, who's not actually a doctor yet. There's a weird type of bird that I don't know how to pronounce its name, but apparently it finds its food by farting.
What the fuck?
That's a... Bassin thurishes. I don't know. It's a worm-eating bat. Basin?
Worm-eating fart-finding machine.
Thrushes have been known to dislodge their prey from piles of leaves by directing their farts at them. Oh my god, what? I feel like this is not real, and I will have to fact check this with Carl, Dr. Carl Bird Scientist.
That's so wild. It's just like, hey, get out from under those leaves.
Yeah, that's...
Do you think bird farts are loud?
I could see it, but also, like, I can't imagine a bird, like, farting without actually shitting.
Yeah, I can't either.
Like, because that, like, their poop and pee is the same thing. And so just, like, I feel like it just, they just shoot poop out aggressively.
And I feel like we're one of the only species that can, like, consciously decide if we want to fart or not.
Yeah.
Like, dogs wake themselves up with farting.
Yeah, they sure do.
I mean, if you haven't woken yourself up from farting, I'm not sure if you're doing it right.
Right. Also, side note, ostriches have the largest eyes of any land animal.
That's fucking terrifying.
Ostriches are so scary.
They are. I like when they stick their heads in the sand. Like, when I used to pout as a kid, my mom's like, go stick your head in the sand, be a fucking ostrich. She would always say that if I was pouting. Like, stick your head in the sand.
Oh, fun. Another fun thing about birds is that there's someone in my life who is closely related to me. My only sibling, you might guess, being my sister. Not to name names, but who didn't know that ducks were birds. Yeah.
How are you related?
I don't know. She thought they were waterfowl. Which is what they are.
They're waterfowl birds.
Yeah, that's the type of bird they are.
Birds.
Oh my god. So in case you didn't know that ducks are fucking birds.
And this is
it looks like a bird and acts like a bird, it has the same physical attributes as a bird.
It might be a bird.
It's probably a fucking bird.
And this is somebody who the state trusts also.
Yeah.
That's a
this is somebody that holds old people's lives in their hands.
They're very
also not in a sexual way though.
No, they're very stupid hands.
They're very, very confusingly unintelligent hands.
All right, kids. Well, we're going to cut it here, and hopefully we'll be back next week or the week after that. We're in charge. We'll tell you what we want to do.
Toodaloo, hoes.
Goodbye.